right. Well, it's one piece of legislation after another. It's a rapid fire, for lack of a better term, coming from Michigan Democrats attacking your right to keep and bear arms, of course. Totally predictable. I said it was going to happen long before that tragic shooting at Michigan State. You knew darn well after the Democrats got a barely majority that they would try to ram it through as a mandate. And they are. Steve Doolin is here with me. He said he's got a spreadsheet to try to figure out what's what and what's where when it comes to all the gun laws and what's happening. Professor and licensed attorney Doolin, welcome to it.
Thanks, Gruber. Glad to be here.
All right, let's go to the big whiteboard. What do we know? What? I mean, there's still, you and I have talked about this a number of times. They're still tweaking, changing language, taking this out, making little adjustments here and there. We don't really know what's in a lot of it, do we?
No, they're still tweaking and changing. It looks like, I was just trying to count, actually, while I was waiting for the bumper music and you to say hello. I don't even have a full count here of exactly how many there are because there are so darn many. There's actually, if you go to MCRGO, Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, .org/legislation, you have to scroll through a couple of screens just to track all the current versions of the various bills that implicate gun control one way or the other. The next one to come up, it looks like, is the long gun background check bills, so-called.
Right.
Are on their way to the governor without immediate effect, which means that they'll go into effect sometime after the governor signs. And the full version of the language can be found by linking from the MCRGO page. There's a link to the Michigan legislature page for each one that's got the actual language. The problem with reading statutes, as I've been telling people for many years, is if you read one statute in a vacuum, you don't always see what that statute's connected to. And if you're reading a statute that's been around for a while, you need to read the case law that interprets it. So one thing I can assure you, based on this long list I'm looking at, is there's going to be a slew of new case law coming down the pike as this stuff gets passed. It looks like the parties are voting together. They're holding in lockstep. And the Democrats, as you mentioned a moment ago, have a bare majority,
right,
which is enough to get this legislation through. So even though we don't have any signatures from the governor yet, you can say that it looks like fairly soon there's going to be about a dozen new gun laws, more than a dozen new gun laws, and that's going to lead to a ton of litigation. And so there's,
but that's what they want. They want confusion. They want, they want confusion. They want people arrested. They want people to be scared to have their gun, right? There's truth to that. SB 208, Senate Bill 208, would eliminate the preemption of local firearm regulations on property owned or leased by local units of government, meaning you could have this patchwork of laws again. And if you're a concealed carry licensee, for example, you could drive from one jurisdiction to another and suddenly be a felon and then not a felon, then depending on where you were, because there could be a patchwork of laws, which was eliminated a long time ago to end confusion. And SB 208 sounds like it's there to create more confusion.
Well, that's how I look at it. I read this as creating apprehension. They're chipping away at a carefully built system of understandable law that goes back to the 90s. There's been a lot of work for decades in Michigan trying to create a system where maybe not everybody agrees on exactly what the laws are, but at least everybody can agree on the fact that it's the same across the state. And so once you as a gun owner, and there are, remember, over 800,000 of us have concealed pistol licenses in Michigan, not counting the approximately half of all the households who own at least one gun or will admit to owning at least one gun in a survey. So we've got millions of people out there as gun owners who have, we have to learn law in order to hunt, to protect ourselves. And this is going to create a ton of, it's already creating a ton of confusion. I mean, the fact that we're having this conversation is evidence of that. And it's going to, as you said, make people hesitant to exercise a basic, fundamental, explicit constitutional right to protect ourselves and our families and one another. It's going to make people not know whether it's okay to do what they've been doing for a long time. And it seems, you know, if you look at this, what becomes obvious, I shouldn't even say seems, it just becomes obvious that one of the goals here in this attack on the Second Amendment, which is what's going on, and Michigan's right at the forefront of it right now, but it's going on nationwide. But this attack on the Second Amendment is going to be accomplished in part by creating more ways to take gun rights away from people by getting them convicted of these technical violations. Most of these violations have nothing to do with violence, nothing to do with danger to oneself or others. They have to do with mere technicalities, possession in certain areas. Possession, not use, not threatening somebody, just possession in certain areas that will lead to a lifetime ban or at least a multi-year ban on your right to self-defense or hunting.
Yeah. House Bill, I'm confused. I'm going to have to hold you through the break here. House Bill 4185 would prohibit unaccompanied minors from possessing BB guns outside of their own property. That's already the law. I've read the laws in detail lately. It doesn't make any sense. What I don't see here is the impact on the concealed carry that we've talked so much about. So why don't you hold on for a second. We'll have about 2 minutes after the break. Steve Doolin here with me.
Sure.
Just trying to understand. I mean, these, there's just, it's a laundry list. And I'm on the mcrgo.org website. You should be too. I'll be right back.